Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tiffany Eric and we're going to be talking about a program that she's involved in. Good morning to you, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Tiffany, you're going to be in Cass County at the Hitchcock House coming right up on the 24th. I believe that's correct. So
yes.
Before we talk a little more about that event, I want to talk about your group. What's the name of your group?
Our group's name is Witness.
And who does that include?
That actually includes my mother, Kay Tucker, and a couple of our friends, Kathy Kennedy and Carol Miller.
So it's a quartet.
It is a quartet.
Okay. And I hear a smile in your voice. I think you must all have fun together while you are also working to entertain.
Yeah, I tell you, sometimes it doesn't even feel like we're entertaining because we just have so much fun together as a group.
All right, that's just great. And again, and I'll mention this again, you're going to be at Hitchcock House on the 24th starting at 2 o'clock. But Tiffany, let's talk a little more about, you know, how did you get together? What are some of the things you've done as a group?
Well, you know, actually, we've been talking a lot about that. One of our members, Kathy Kennedy, did scrapbooking, and we recently found some old photos when we first started to get together. You know, we all went to the same church, Salem United Methodist here in Council Bluffs, and we started because we heard a local quartet, men's quartet, sing, and we kind of thought, wow, wouldn't that be kind of something that we would want to do together? And so we got our start actually in the church, and as the years went by, we found that other people wanted to hear not just Christian music but other types of music as well, and so we kind of broadened our song selection to things for the 20s 30s 40s 50s, mm-hmm. and on up.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, you know, reached a whole new level and a whole new audience.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start? When did you first get together?
So when we first got together, I want to say it was like 1999, I believe.
Okay. And since then, you've done a lot of things. You've been a lot of places. What started out as that kind of local Christian group, you've really expanded. Tell us about some of your travels.
Well, one of our first big shows that we ever did was in Forest City at an RV convention. That was really early on, and that was probably one of our most fun adventures that we had gone on together. And again, they wanted a range of the Christian music and the other types of music. We've also gone to Des Moines. We've gone to different places in Omaha. Gosh, just kind of all the way around, and the venues are totally different. It's not all out of the church. You know, we've done reunions. We've sung for when the Olympic torch came through Council Bluffs, we were able to sing there. When President George W. Bush came through to be reelected, we were able to sing there at here in Council Bluffs at the Mid-America Center. There's just been a lot of opportunities for us to be able to sing for an enormous amount of people. So,
you know, as you're talking about that, Tiffany, it just kind of hits me that you really have affected people around the country, around the world almost, because of what you've done in the area, because, you know, there are people there from George W. Bush's campaign from all over the United States.
Right.
And the Olympic torch, I mean, my goodness, look where that ends up. It's pretty amazing, Tiffany, that you've been able to entertain at all of those events.
Yeah, we feel really blessed. Sometimes we look at each other and we can't believe we've been together this long and that people actually still want to hear us.
Well, I think part of it's because you have fun together. That means everybody else is having fun also. Let's talk a little more about, you said you have this music, your repertoire includes all these from really early till probably current music. Are there songs that people request, or are they songs that you can see that, okay, this is a favorite of a group?
Yeah, you know, actually, so when going back to when we started, we sang some Christian music, and we had a couple songs that were people's favorites. one of them being the Manhattan Transfers. It's called Operator, and it talks about calling Jesus. I think we all sometimes wanted to see that, where she would pick up the phone, and we could say, what direction are we going? But then we also got into the secular type of music, and we found that people really enjoy the 60s and 70s, even the 50s, because that's good, clean Christian fun without necessarily putting God right in their face, you know, people that are listening to us. And I would say one of the neatest experiences for us is that the local Hy-Vee here in Council Bluffs, we sing for the Veterans Day, and when they serve free breakfast to all the veterans. And so we started doing things like Sincerely and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy and Route 66. And those people, it's just such a neat treat for us to be able to give back to those veterans. And they started requesting things like Sentimental Journey and those types of things. And it was just a really neat way to expand and to reach others through that type of music.
Well, I'm sure you know, Tiffany, I certainly know that as you're growing up, that kind of music stays in your head, and at least with me, becomes my favorites. I still love to hear those things that my mother sang when I was growing up. And, you know, what was the name that tune and all that, those TV programs that a lot of people haven't even ever heard of. And those songs are in my head. So I'm guessing that's what happens at some of those groups, like the veterans groups. Those songs are there, and they really enjoy hearing you sing those.
Yeah, actually, one of the songs, when we were picking some other songs, the girls started singing, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I had never heard that, and I thought, oh, I cannot, I don't know if I want to learn this. It has become one of my favorite songs. And even my girls, I have a 14-year-old and a 22-year-old, and as we were singing along, now they even love that type of music. So it's really nice to be able to bridge the generations and get them singing some of those songs too. So
yeah, music can do that. We're open to those opportunities.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing you will have a wide age range of folks who are attending the Hitchcock House concert. And that, by the way, is outside unless it happens to be raining. And then they have the big red barn where you will be able to go in. And I believe Hitchcock House will be open before and after the concert. If you haven't toured the house or you haven't done that lately, that would be a good thing to do at the Hitchcock House. Again, that's 2 to 4 on Sunday the 24th. So does that matter to you whether it's inside or outside?
Oh, no. You know, we've done things outside before. There's been a couple of times we thought we were melting, but but we're still here. So, no, we've done a lot of different venues, so it won't really matter as far as vocal
where
ability.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you a cappella, or do you have some musical background or, you know, backup?
Actually, we do have some songs that we're going to be bringing there that are a cappella, and some are the taped accompaniment. We tend to, that way it makes it a little bit easier than to try to get an accompanist to come with us for every venue.
Little easier to pack and a little easier to carry than somebody.
Yes, definitely. Instead of trying to pack a grand piano, correct?
Yes, yes. Well, and I'm guessing you can practice to that music, and so you're really comfortable. I have a feeling, Tiffany, just visiting with you, and I visited with your mother a little bit, that because of your experience, again, I want to say that it sounds like you just have a great time together, and probably nothing much really bothers you because you've had a lot of experience.
Well, you know, I will definitely say there has been a few times where one of our members has been sick or out of town, and we try to do it as a trio, and we have all decided that if one of us is sick, we will never perform in front of people.
All right.
Because it just doesn't sound right without the four parts, you know?
You are a quartet.
Absolutely. Hands down, a quartet.
Okay. So the name of your group, Witness, a women's quartet, and from Council Bluffs, that have been entertained in many places, will be at the Hitchcock House on the 24th. That's a Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. You want to join them and hear all the different kinds of music. We really appreciate getting to visit with you today and looking forward to your performance, Stephanie.
Well, thank you so much for calling and interviewing us. We're very excited and thrilled that you would want to see four crazy ladies singing.
Sounds like fun to me. So have a great day. And until next time, here's a thought. Some pursue happiness, and like you, others create it.